listener production.
Good morning, it's Ibanez Taylor here with your local news briefing. The Ethical Standards Command has launched an investigation following the fatal shooting of a man by police near Gladstone. The incident occurred at a rest stop south of Merriamvale yesterday morning, leading to the closure of the Bruce Highway in both directions until after 8 p.m. last night. It is alleged that the 36-year-old man brandished a firearm at police before shots were fired. Meantime, our Queensland Police Service Youth Crime Task Force is here to stay, with the state government announcing additional funding today. Deputy Premier Cameron Dick says as well as making the task force permanent, they're also investing more than $13 million to support and expand the youth corresponder teams.
So these are important measures to ensure the boots on the ground to tackle youth crime stay on the ground, and the boots on the ground that break the cycle of crime will also stay on the ground.
In other news, a Queensland agricultural expert has criticised the major supermarkets for their aggressive tactics in a statement to the Supermarket Pricing Select Committee. In her submission, farmer Judy Plath accused major retailers like Woolworths and Coles of pressuring graziers to accept lower prices to maintain the retailers' own profit margins.
If Australia really values fruit and vegetable growers producing fresh, clean, green product, then we have to start seeing farmers being paid properly and not being vulnerable to the bully boy tactics that the supermarkets use.
The committee aims to investigate and tackle issues related to checkout prices and is currently holding regional hearings. And briefly, Rockhampton locals will soon have new food drive-throughs on George Street. Rockhampton Regional Council has approved the applications and there's talks that Portuguese restaurant Oporto will be taking one spot, with a second vacancy waiting to be filled.